Chapter 3, Materialism. Shopping has become our most popular weekday out-of-home entertainment. In the United States, there are 16.5 square feet of mall space for every man, woman, and child. More people visit Minnesota's Mall of America each year than Disneyland, the Grand Canyon, and the Grand Ole Opry combined. But it's no longer even necessary to fight through the crowds at the mall, or even to pick up a catalog. Today, all that's needed to shop till you drop is a credit card, a telephone, and access to the Home Shopping Network or one of its spinoffs. Or you can bid day and night on eBay. Many of us act as if we believe the words of that old bumper sticker, "He who dies with the most toys wins." In 1955, Fortune magazine interviewed a large number of 25-year-olds who were starting to build their careers. The study portrayed the group as dedicated to family and community service. In 1980, Fortune repeated the same exercise with a new crop of 25-year-olds. This time, however, the results were strikingly different. Over the span of 25 years, materialism had made remarkable inroads. Writer Gwen Kincaid summarized the attitudes of those she interviewed. They believe that business offers the fastest means of gratifying their frankly materialistic requirements, she says. Deferred success, the traditional basis of the work ethic, holds little appeal. They expect to enjoy immediately a relatively high level of material comfort. Dwight Billingsley, a utilities consultant in a Washington, D.C. firm, strikes a common chord. "I plan to set up my own business, be independent, report to no one," he says. "Though I have more money now than I ever thought possible, I'd like all the money in the world and to own a Major League Baseball or football team." They are unabashed materialists, Kincaid says, who crave the latest labor-saving and electronic hardware, along with frequent entertainment and travel. Scarcely any 25s have children at present. Most of those who doubt they will ever...